Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Seth Lipsky. Seth is the editor-in-chief and the founder of the New York Sun, a great publication in online now, right, Seth?
Yes. Yep.
NewYorkSun.com?
Yes, NYSun.com.
And he's also the author of The Citizen's Constitution, an annotated guide. It's outstanding, folks. People, learned people that I know myself, are writing books about the Constitution, and they're using Seth's book as one of the great references. So, Seth, congratulations on that,
folks.
You can get that wherever books are sold. Seth, a couple of quick things. When we ended up the last segment, I'm glad you brought up what the Fed is doing. They've initiated what's called QE3, Quantitative Easing 3. Folks, this is to inject liquidity into the economy to try to get the economy going again. The first one kind of worked. The second one did nothing. And now they're committing to an open-ended infusion of $40 billion of cash that they have to print, that we're going to have to borrow, essentially, one day, if not now, into the economy. Seth, how is this constitutional? How is this not a political act?
All this lending to the federal government that's being facilitated by the Fed is creating claims on the federal government that it's going to have to pay back, and it hasn't appropriated. And the Constitution says that no money can be drawn without an appropriation of Congress. It's right in the Constitution. And so there's going to have to be a reckoning. They're getting way out over their skis, as Obama
right.
once said.
But nobody is reining them in. There's no why. Are you shocked that we're letting this happen?
Well, these federal subsidies and this federal spending and the these benefits, they get to be addictive, and that's why they're so politically
this
dangerous.
This is why I'm frightened. Folks, I have to be honest with you. When I see the things I'm seeing here today, this year, these last few years, I'm really concerned about America. That's the reason why I'm devoting this time today to the Constitution. Seth, another thing I'm very much concerned about is the Fourth Estate, the press, your brothers and sisters. You've made your living as a journalist. In your lifetime, have you ever seen, we talked about an accommodative Fed to this administration, which is what QE3 is, accommodation. Have you ever seen an accommodative press to an administration like this one?
Well, he's got a lot of papers in his back pocket. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not so sure that I feel that is the big threat. You look at what's happening with these riots in the Middle East now. There's a talk of trying to take criminal action against the agitator who made this film because he made a film. And
that's going to violate his civil rights.
Right. And, there was an effort to prosecute people for making a movie about Hillary Clinton. That was the basis of and airing it in the middle of an election.
But
that was the basis of Citizens United.
But, Seth, they're not asking questions of this administration. Whether you agree or disagree, there are plenty of things going on right now that are very momentous. And nobody is pushing the president on these issues. Why is that?
Well, it's amazing. At the beginning of the latest Congress, if you remember, they decided to open the Congress the morning of the first day of the new Congress by reading the Constitution. The Washington Post denounced it in a piece which said the Constitution isn't binding. It had to run a correction because it is binding. And the New York Times denounced it. They denounced the Congress for reading the Constitution of the United States, and that's because at the moment the Constitution threatens the whole liberal program,
right.
And they don't like it.
Well, it's amazing to me. I mean, even if you are a supporter of President Obama, somebody should be asking President Obama. You said that Egypt was not an ally. Are they an ally or not, President Obama? The Libyan ambassador was under attack for months. The embassy was under attack for months. Why wasn't there more protection for those people? And there's a lot of valid questions without saying you did something wrong.
Well, the whole question of, we're giving billions of dollars a year to Egypt. We ought to know whether they're an ally or not. And even if they are an ally, there are constitutional issues in respect to foreign aid. I mean,
I agree. Seth, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately. Thanks you for helping us devote some time to the U.S. Constitution, an inspired, precious document. Thank you for your work over the years on this topic.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Seth Lipsky, ladies and gentlemen, the Citizen's Constitution. That's his book. You need a copy of that. I got to go for this hour. God bless America. God bless the U.S. Constitution. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.